Okay, good morning, everybody. Shavuot Tov. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Always well deserved. Mizmor Kuf Ches, we have Yom Yerushalayim tomorrow, and then we have Shavuot obviously coming up. And so we'll do our best to combine the two. And that's appropriate to Mizmor Kuf Ches, because as the Malbim notes, this is one of the most interesting Mizmor Tehillim in the sense that all of the Psukim here, except the first one, Shir Mizmor Le David, a song of David, a very personal song, is actually an amalgam of two earlier Mizmor, and Mizmor Nun Zion and Mizmor Samach, respectively. Psukim Bet through Zion are from Mizmor Nun Zion, 57, and then Ches to the end of the Mizmor is taken from Mizmor Samach. The first half has to do with the salvation of David as an individual, and the second half has to do with the preservation of the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, and putting them sort of, you know, side by side. The Malbim notes is a reflection on God's capacity to aid the individual as well as the nation as a whole, Hatzalas HaYachid veHatzalas HaTzibor. As I've often mentioned in the past in this Tehillim series, it also has to do with the fact that the Melech, to quote the Rambam, Libo Hu Lev Kol HaKohal, his heart is the heart of the entire nation, and so the salvation of David becomes, in a way, a microcosm of the salvation of the entire people. So I want to first touch on a Shavuos theme, and then to touch on a Yom Yerushalayim theme. So of course Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu, but it's also very deeply affiliated with David. We have the tradition that David HaMelech, of course, you know, passed away on Shavuos, and it's really interesting to think about the Medrash, which notes a special connection between Adam HaRishon and David HaMelech. Right? Adam HaRishon lived 930 years. The Medrash states that he would have lived 1,000 years, a round number, which you know, Chazal always liked, and certain sects of the Torah always liked round numbers. But he gave 70 of the years to David, that David was always living on borrowed time. It's like, particularly fascinating about that. I was just thinking about this a little bit earlier, is that the Medrash records that Adam was very petrified of the night, right? Like, justifiably so. Nobody had ever seen a night before. And he thought, you know, like basically the world was coming to an end. And David has this special relationship with the evening. It's described in the first parak of the Gemara Brachos based on Psukim at the beginning of this Mizmor so evocatively. You know, Kumi Roni Valayla and Rina Shaltara La Valayla. The Rambam talks about In Adam Lo Mid Roch Chachmaso Ala Valayla. And that more or less is the source of the tradition, which is found in the Zohar, but, you know, has made it into mainstream halachic circles of staying up on, you know, Shavuos. It's not just that the Jewish people, you know, overslept and, you know, that Moshe, you know, was, you know, rushing the people out, the Kras Elokim. But the idea of the, you know, communing with God, the experiential dimension of Talmud Torah at night, and that was very much personally identified with David HaMelech based on the Pasuk here, Ura HaNevel V'chinor Ira HaShachar. And there are different versions of this in the Gemara, but basically David HaMelech would be, you know, quick to wake up, you know, Chatzos Laila Akum Lahodos Shemecha, all of the Malchei Mizrach and Marav, all the kings who were sleeping in, you know, enjoying their room service. And David HaMelech was getting up, you know, bleary-eyed to sing to God, to learn Torah with Hashem, and in a certain sense to do both, right? You know, V'yata Kisvu Lachem Es Hashir HaZos Lamdas Pnei Yisrael Sima B'fiyah, and the Shir HaZos is Torah. Torah is a Shira, Shira is Torah. And certainly when David learned, for him, it was a very profound Shira kind of an experience. And as such, it was entirely appropriate that at night, which Adam HaRishon was so petrified of, David found a special connection with Hashem in the evening time. Ura HaNevel V'chinor Ayira Shachar. And that was a private time where David HaMelech could get away from the, you know, busy work of running a kingdom, dealing with problems, foreign and domestic. Commune with Hashem, you know, v'haisaimo v'karavo kol yemei chayav. You know, we think about the king carrying around the Sefer Torah at all times, but sometimes we may forget there are a lot of people competing for his attention, and a lot of problems competing for his attention. So having that special time with Hashem at night is extremely meaningful. Now, just to move on from the Shavuos Man Matan Torah Seinu theme, you know, to Yom Yerushalayim. So I just wanted to focus on the last three psukim of the Mizmor very briefly. Hello Elohim znachtanu v'lo setzei Elohim b'tzivoseinu. Hava lanu ezras mitzar v'shav tshuas adam. Right? We ask Hashem to be our salvation from the enemy. We don't put our trust in human beings. V'Elohim na'asechayil v'hu yavus tzareinu. So certainly we have nothing but the highest level of admiration for Tzva Hagana Yisrael now and then, right, going back 54 years. But there's a recognition of Zahayom Asa Adonai Nagila V'Nis Mechavo. People who were alive and are listening certainly remember the euphoria that swept the Jewish world, the sense of Zahayom Asa Adonai Nagila V'Nis Mechavo, that even people who didn't necessarily identify, all the time, I don't like to characterize people, and especially people who may not identify as religious, might be deeply spiritual and maybe just extremely impressive morally and maybe fulfilling many, many, many mitzvos. But let's say, for lack of a better term, people who didn't identify so much as believers at the time were really swept in the moment. When we went, Mimisa L'chaim Lo Kol Shekein, as the Gemara says, and people were talking about the mass graves and the possibility of Shalom Neida, another Shoah, and what happened was the greatest victory in 2,000 years of Jewish history, right? Beginning with the destruction of the Egyptian Air Force, and then all of a sudden Sinai and Ramat HaGolan and Yudan Shomron, and of course, Ma'alin Bakodesh, most important of all, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. So, Beluhim Nasachayel V'hu Yavus Tzareinu, that we put our trust in Hashem and his outstanding shluchim in the Chel Havir and the Air Force and the Israeli army in general. And this Mizmor, of course, speaks to David's understanding of that. David, was the one who authored that sentiment. Long before there was fancy technology and David had, the proper weaponry on his side, all he had is Vanachna Hashem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. He tries on Shaul's armor and it doesn't fit him. He fights with the Shem Hashem. And we should always remember that no matter how fancy our technology gets and no matter how advanced the army gets, Vanachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir, Beluhim Nasachayil, V'hu Yavus Tzareinu, he will be our source of strength against our enemies. And again, may we merit seeing, the great salvation of Hashem, even in our generation, and continued success and security in the land of Israel. Wishing everybody again very happy Mother's Day in advance of this Yom Yerushalayim and in advance of Chag HaShavuot.